Wednesday, 4 November 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Sure glad you tuned in to the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church located in Newbern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We're glad to be able to come to you by means of Christian radio. I hope you're making plans, if at all possible, to be in a good fundamental Bible-believing church this midweek time. And as I have been doing so recently, let me remind you that if you cannot get into a good fundamental Bible-believing local church, for that's where we all should be if we can be there. And you, if you have access to the internet, we'd ask you to join us for our services online. We're located at www.calbapt, like you're abbreviating Calvary Baptist, www.calbapt.org. And you can join us for services live or go into our archives and listen to any of the services. Thankfully, a number of people are doing that now. We'd never want to take anybody out of their Bible-believing church, not ever. But realize there are a number of people who cannot get there, and for whatever the reason, so we would like to invite you. We're in Acts chapter 10, and we're looking at some lessons that God taught Peter. Peter himself says, "But God has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean." And in this great setting, we find one of the great truths that Peter learned is this: God did love the Gentiles, and I'm glad he did because I'm a Gentile. Well, you say, "Preacher, who's a Gentile?" Anybody that's not a Jew. Anybody that's not born a Jew, we're Gentiles. And there was a time when we were outside of the Ark of Safety. There was a time when we were not included in this wonderful body. But Jesus Christ broke down the middle wall of partition, opened the door of salvation, that whosoever will, hallelujah, can trust him as their Savior and be saved. Well, he taught Peter a great lesson that this Gentile was a candidate for salvation, that God did love the Gentiles. And even though this man had a high rank in life, he was a centurion of the band called the Italian band, he also needed the Lord. And I'll tell you, one of the great tragedies of our day is the noose that's being tightened around the neck of Christianity within the ranks of our military. I'm glad it was not that way when I served, and it should not be that way now. Everybody ought to have an opportunity to know the Lord and love the Lord and serve the Lord. And dear friend, let me say this. This country was not built on a multicultural diversity. It was built on the precious Word of God. Our forefathers came here to have religious liberty where they could worship the Lord. No, we don't demand that people worship any particular way, but we also do demand that we have the opportunity to worship and to serve our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we shouldn't lose our constitutional rights to the privilege of believing when we enter the military. If anything, we need godly military leaders. I can think back now, I'll go back to the founding father of this country, George Washington, and see him on his knees in prayer, and Abraham Lincoln and others that love the Lord and serve the Lord. And throughout the years, we've had good godly leadership. Not everybody was saved. I'm not saying that. Wasn't that way when I was in. By the way, I came to know the Lord while I was in the military. God called me to preach while I was in the military. I met and married my wife while I was in the military. I'll tell you, I have a lot of good memories concerning serving our country in the military. Well, he learned that God would prepare the heart of a Gentile Roman soldier for the gospel. Now, also, he learned this great truth, and oh my, what a great truth this is. He learned that that which God cleanses is not to be called common or unclean. Let me say that again. That which God cleanses is not to be called common or unclean. You remember that the Lord sent Peter a vision while he was at Joppa in Simon's house up on the roof. And this great sheet was let down from heaven. It had all kind of unclean beasts in it. And he heard this voice saying, "Arise, Peter, slay and eat." And Peter said, "I've never eaten anything unclean. That's ceremoniously unclean." He said, I've never eaten anything unclean. And let's go now to the scriptures and read this account. This is precious. We're going to read now, God willing, from Acts chapter 10, verses 9 through 16. On the morrow, as they went on their journey, this is the representatives coming from Cornelius, and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. And let me just hesitate real quickly and say, watch God's sequence. Watch God's timing in this. Look at his providence in this. Here are these three men. They're coming now to the city, getting near to the house where Peter is. And now Peter has gone up to the housetop to pray. And watch what happens. He became very hungry. Boy, that's not unusual for a preacher, I'll tell you that. And he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven open and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners and let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth and wild beasts and creeping things and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean." And the voice spake unto him again the second time, "What God hath cleansed, that call thou not common." This was done thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. Now Peter didn't know what this was all about. He just knew that he had had this vision, knew he had had this dream. And it's all kind of confusing to him, but you can be assured of this. He was thinking about more than the fish and hush puppies that they were preparing downstairs. He now has got a real burden on his heart. Now, the Bible says that our Lord was preparing both Peter's heart and bringing those men from Cornelius there at the same time. I've seen the Lord work like that on a number of occasions. I'm so glad, as we made the statement earlier, that's so true, that God works on both ends of the line. He works on both parties. It's the Holy Spirit of God that's bringing all of this together. And dear friend, he's doing that today just as much he did in that day. And now Peter has heard this voice, that what God has cleansed, that call thou not common. Well, dear Lord, what in the world do you mean by this? Well, he's going to find out, and he's going to find out in a hurry. He's going to find out that God was preparing his heart for this ministry. Now, listen to verses 17 through 20. Now, while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate and called, and asked for the Simon, which was surnamed Peter, were lodged there. Do you see the timing of this? Do you see how important the timing of this is? Peter has received the dream and the trance. He's now doubting in himself what it means. Dear Lord, what in the world is this all about? At the same time, there's some men coming to knock, as it were, at the gate to ask whether Peter is there or not. Oh, I love this. I love the providence of God. I love the God of providence. I love to see his timing like this. Now, while Peter is doubting, they're coming, and they stood before the gate and called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, were lodged there. While Peter thought on the vision, now again, he's contemplating, he thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, the Holy Spirit said unto him, "Behold, three men seek thee. Arise, therefore, and get thee down and go with them." I love this, doubting nothing. On the next broadcast, we're going to look at some reasons why the Spirit of God was so emphatic with Peter about this, not to doubt about going with these men, even though they were Gentiles and going to a Gentile, and although it was going to be going against their customs and a whole lot of other things. Dear friend, this was a work of the precious Spirit of God. Well, we're going to leave it for there today. Let me ask you to please be in a good fundamental Bible-believing church this evening or sometimes this midweek, if at all possible. If you cannot get there, we invite you to join us for our internet services, www.calbapt.org, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. And please join us next broadcast if you can.